This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. The U.S. Secretary of State and Chinese Foreign Minister on Sunday held what both called candid and constructive talks on their differences from Taiwan to trade. VOA's Diane Roberts.
The two seemed to agree on little beyond keeping the conversation going with an eventual meeting in Washington. Speaking after a 5.5-hour meeting, followed by a dinner, U.S. and Chinese officials both emphasized their desire for stable and predictable relations. But China was clear it regards Taiwan as the most important issue and greatest risk. This is the first visit to China by a U.S. Secretary of State in 5 years. Before the talks, U.S. officials saw little chance of any breakthrough on the long list of disputes between the world's two largest economies, which range from trade and U.S. efforts to hold back China's semiconductor industry to the status of self-governed Taiwan and Beijing's human rights record. Diane Roberts, VOA News.
Officials in Ukraine said the death toll from the flooding following the destruction of a dam earlier this month has risen to 16.
Israel's nationalist religious government on Sunday laid out plans to approve.
Ukraine accuses Russia of blowing up the Soviet-era dam under Russian control since early days of its invasion in 2022. A team of international legal experts assisting Ukraine's prosecutors in their investigation said in preliminary findings on Friday it was highly likely the collapse in Ukraine's Kherson region was caused by explosives planted by Russians. The Kremlin accuses Kyiv of sabotaging the hydroelectric dam, which held a reservoir the size of the U.S. Great Salt Lake, to cut off a key source of water for Crimea